and welcome to the program. Here we are again with hopefully a little strength for today. We'll be looking in John chapter 13. Have your Bible ready. In John chapter 13, down in verse number 13, Jesus said, "Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say well, for so I am." In verse 16, he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him." Then he said in verse 17, "If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them." We're going to look at this chapter in a minute. Before we do, listen to this message in song, "Should the Servant Be More Than the Master?"
It may be no loved one with whom you can share. It may be no finery like others wear. But surely the lily should the servant be more than his master. It may mean rejection by friends through the years. It may mean some lonely nights praying in tears. But surely his peace should the servant be more than his master. My king had no mansion, he sat on no throne. As a friend of the friendless, my master was known. And he died as he lived for the than his master. It may mean a home in the midst of the wild. It may mean the lack or the loss of a child. But his grace is sufficient, his love more abounds. For he knows every tear, he's the master. It may mean a cross that will torture and bruise. It may mean a pathway that you'd never choose. But God, his dear children, will never abuse. Should the servant be more than his master? My king had no mansion, he sat on no throne. As a friend of the friendless, my master was known, and he died as he lived for the lost souls of men. Should the servant be more than his master?
We're looking today in John chapter 13. After 3.5 years of traveling with these men, it's all over now. Jesus is about to be crucified and go back to heaven. We read in verse number 1 now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father. Having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. Now that doesn't mean I loved them for the whole 3.5 years. It means he loved them unto the uttermost. He loved them as much as it was possible to love them, and that included Judas Iscariot. Goes on to say, and supper being ended, the devil, having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, and Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he rises from supper and laid aside his garments, and took a towel and girded himself. After that he poureth water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Now that was the job of a servant. In those days, when you went to visit someone, the servant would come, you'd be walking around, your feet would get kind of dirty walking in those sandals, and the servant would come, and he would wash your feet. Verse 6 says, then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, what I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know afterward. Peter saith unto him, thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. If this is what it means to have a part of you, whatever that means, Peter said, I want that. Jesus saith unto him, still talking to Peter, he that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him, therefore he said, ye are not all clean. Verse 12 says, so after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, know ye what I have done to you? I don't think they did, but they caught on a little later. Verse 13 says, ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. Now what's he saying? He's saying you need to be a servant. Everybody wants to be a leader these days. No, we're training servants for the master. That's what we need to do today. And so he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. Listen again, very carefully. You don't want to rush off into the day and get all wrapped up in the things we need to do in this world we're living in today, and it's an uneasy world. But before you get out there to wrestle with all of that today, once again, just sit down, listen very carefully to the words of this message and song. Should the servant be more than the master?
It may mean no loved one with whom you can share. It may mean no finery like others wear. But surely should the servant be more than his master? It may mean rejection by friends through the years. It may mean some lonely nights praying in tears. But surely his peace will erase all your fears. and his master. My king had no mansion, he sat on no throne. As a friend of the friendless, my master was known, and he died as he lived for the lost souls of men. Should the servant be more than his master? It may mean a home in the midst of the wild. It may His grace is sufficient, his love more abounds, for he knows every tear, he's the master. It may mean a cross that will torture and bruise. It may mean a pathway that you'd never choose, but God, his dear children, will never abuse. Should the servant be more than his master? My king had no mansion, he sat on no throne. As a friend of